The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
I'm Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to a special edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to go a little supernatural tonight. We're going to take you out of this world, literally and spiritually, mystically. We have a very special guest tonight. World-famous actor and comedian Phil Proctor of the Firesign Theater is going to be joining us. But first, we're going to let Donovan cast a spell on you with Season of the Witch.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. What do you think I see? Some odd cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange, sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every.
Season of the Witch.
is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. There are many covers of this next track, but I think that the Clovers do it the best. Here's Love Potion number 9.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what happened with love potion number 10. Love potion number 9.
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. From love potions to magic carpets, this is Stefan Wolf. It's okay, little girl. He's going to take you on a magic carpet ride.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound, I drink in the night. Any place it goes is right. Goes far, flies near. Put the stars away from here. Well, you don't know. Take it.
would like to hear from you. So please visit the webpage at cfoxrocks.com. That's the initial C, foxrocks.com. Go to the Contact Us page and fire off your note. Here's the Eagles getting mystical with Witchy Woman.
Raven hair and ruby lips, sparks fly from her fingertips. Echoed voices in the night, she's a restless spirit on an endless flight. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, she got the moon in her eyes. She held me spellbound in the night, dancing shadows and firelight. Crazy laughter in another room, and she drove herself to madness with a silver spoon.
Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies. Ooh, ooh, witchy woman, she got the
Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
Tonight, as part of our otherworldly supernatural special, we have a special guest in the studio with us, Phil Proctor.
Yes, I've materialized mysteriously.
He certainly has.
Yes. Out of the mist.
He is, of course, one of the members of the
Fire Sign Theater,
huh? The classic rock comedy group. It's hard to, people who may not know the Fire Sign Theater, I think, need to understand the brilliance of what
it is. We were called by Life magazine the jesters of the rock generation because we were making fun from the inside of the whole rock and roll new age phenomenon that was happening back in the 60s, late 60s and 70s, all part of the anti-Vietnam War movement and the hippie movement and the marijuana movement and the Haight-Ashbury love-ins and all that stuff. It was a wild and interesting time. And the sexual revolution.
let's not forget that. Nobody wants to forget that.
No, there's a lot of people here because of that. So it was a grand time to be living, I'll tell you that. We had fun, but it was also serious intentions to try to change the political face of the nation, which we succeeded in doing. We helped to bring Nixon down, which, by the way, I'm playing Nixon in a pseudo-documentary about Sammy Davis Jr.'s influence on Watergate. Yes. Called What Makes Sammy Run. Very few people know that Sammy Davis and Richard Nixon were pals.
I didn't know
that.
They
were pals. Nixon just loved his performance and got to know him as a person, and they would actually get together in the White House and hang out. Isn't that amazing?
That's a strange image, yes.
Yeah, so a provocative documentary filmmaker by the name of Noel Lawrence is producing and directing and creating this, as he calls it, a speculative documentary. Which does indeed get into the interrelationship of people like Howard Hughes and J. Edgar Hoover. We called him the Hoove, and Wackenhut, and other crazy people that were around during, and Kissinger, and all the people who were hangers-on around the administration of Richard Nixon, which a lot of people don't remember at all. Some people don't even know what Watergate was. Yeah. Okay. You know, so maybe this will reignite some interest in this particular time. And of course, the association with drugs and the mafia and the South American dictators, all these incredible bizarre things that were going on under that administration. So anyway, and it's great fun to portray Nixon. I've done him just his voice so far. But they're going to make me up to look more like him, as if I don't already. And they're going to shoot, you know, like shots of my face reflected in a brandy glass and over the shoulder shots and other things. But a lot of the words that we're speaking are absolutely the words that Nixon spoke as they were historically rendered on the tapes, those infamous tapes that they found of him. So it's very, very funny and interesting and scary to be saying these things again.
One of the other things I know that you've been working on is a tribute to Peter Bergman, who passed away
Peter passed away really quite unexpectedly on the 9th of March of this year. And we learned later on that Peter hadn't been to a doctor for 3 years.
Oh, my.
And so when he was diagnosed with a chronic but not acute form of leukemia at the end of last year, he may have had the disease a lot longer than that. And had he gone to a doctor and had his annual physical, it could have been possible that he might have been able to prolong his life. His immune system was compromised, and all of a sudden his white blood count just went through the roof, and it took the poor boy out.
Wow.
Very sad. But we had a wonderful tribute for him. We had two tributes. The first one was up in Kirkland, Washington, at a beautiful theater there that donated its space for us. And then we did another one down here in L.A. at the Electric Lodge, which also gave us the space. So a tape was made of the Kirkland show. And that's being edited together now. and we will be putting other things into it, like that short film you saw, which was a slice of Peter's comic life, and perhaps some other of the tributes that were expressed out in L.A. It has been a wonderful opportunity to tell amazing stories about Peter, particularly for me, since I knew him for such a long time, and since we toured together as Procter & Bergman for 7 years and had many amazing and often unbelievable experiences together, some of which I've spoken about
yes.
with you on your show.
Absolutely.
So he's very much with us. In fact, I dreamt about him about 3 nights ago, and he looked great. He was dressed all in black and looked quite healthy and happy. And he gave me his blessing about the tribute. He said, go ahead and do it. And he said, and I think we should do 7 more. I don't quite know what that means, but I'll see what we can do, Pete. it's amazing. He had such a strong personality, and he was so intelligent and really such a basically kind person that he has stayed with all of us. Anybody who knew him, he still feels very, very present. I told you about the Chinese gangland shooting.
Yes.
And did I tell you about the fortune cookie?
Tell this
story.
Tell this story.
It's just amazing. There's a lady named Gretchen Steiner who has been very, very helpful to Lily. And one of the things that she heard from Peter in a dream was he was complaining that he never got his fortune cookie. And she told me this. And she said, what do you think it means? And I thought for a while, and then I realized it was because we were involved in the Golden Dragon Chinese restaurant massacre, in which 5 were killed and 11 wounded back in the 76 or so. And we had to leave to go to an emergency hospital with one of our friends who had been injured in the shooting, and we never got our fortune cookies. So she made up fortune cookies with his name and different titles of our albums that she distributed. Maybe you got one.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the tributes. And that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Pretty darn amazing. So miraculous things have happened. After Peter's passing, I've begun to believe more and more in a life beyond this one. And I look forward to touring with him in the universe sometime in the future. Not too soon in the future.
Which brings us to this wonderful piece you've brought us today.
Oh.
You're going to read something for us.
Yes. A piece that I wrote about a little-known time in Peter's life that I found out about after his passing.
Peter Bergman and the Mayan Calendar of Doom.
Now, as some of you may know, and as I just said, I lost my dear friend and beloved Fireside Theater partner to complications of leukemia on March 9th, 2012, after a career that spanned 45 years and included 3 Grammy nominations for Best Comedy Albums and an induction into the Library of Congress for Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers, as an hysterical, pardon me, historical recording. But before all that, I'd met Peter at the Yale Dramat in 1958 in New Haven, where he wrote the lyrics for several musicals that I performed in that were penned by Austin Pendleton and had such notoriety names in them as Sam Waterston and John Badham and Peter Hunt, Richard Maltby Jr. It was an amazing time to be at Yale. Well, Peter graduated a year ahead of me, and we lost touch for a while, so I never knew that he had spent a summer in the Yucatan and had actually stumbled upon, and I mean that literally, the ancient Mayan long-form calendar that predicts the end of the world as we know it. And when a career on L.A. alternative FM radio, KPFK, took Pete on the Firesign path, he put aside the notes and the photos and the diary that he kept about his postgraduate adventure, so it was only due to the renewed interest in the Doomsday Calendar that he dragged his dusty trunk out from storage to reveal to me the amazing results of his research. Peter traveled to the tiny village of Carajo Acaca near Merida, digging into the pre-Columbian civilization to prove his thesis that the Aztecs invented the vacation, which was mentioned, Carolyn, in the Firesign Theater's documentary, Everything You Know Is Wrong. He lived with a local family, the Cojones, who were direct descendants of the ancient Mayans and still followed a lifestyle similar to their ancestors. Peter explains in his diary that Itzcoatl, The patriarch of the family was married to an Australian fashion model named Dawn Under, whom he claimed he captivated when they both appeared in a Vanity Fair magazine article shoot for a perfume ironically called Captured. Well, one steamy morning, attired in a fashionable beet-dried loincloth and a colorful headdress assembled from the feathers of local birds and several squawking parrots rescued from the local shelter, Itchy Pottle led a sleepy Bergman on an unforgettable trip into the dense Yucatan jungle in search of the fabled Mayan calendar, purportedly carved by his ancient ancestors from the side of a mountain and rolled to an unknown location, now long hidden beneath layers of dense overgrowth and discarded tourist brochures. Cutting their way through the impenetrable rainforest, which was now relatively rain-free and penetrable, and skirting the rowdy film crews shooting the latest Spielberg epic, Peter and his guide, who insisted he now call Itchy, trekked on for what seemed like weeks, but was actually only 14 days, subsisting on tarantulas, roots, fruits, and bats. Fruit bats, Evian water, and protein bars, until they suddenly came upon a high curved mesa covered with oddly inappropriate non trespasso signs sprayed onto the very cliffside itself. After a mandatory student union break, they began to scale the face of this tantalizing obstacle, and after an arduous climb, they finally reached the top, just as the blazing sun, or tanning god, as Itchy called it, sank from view behind a huge canopy of preternatural trees stretching off into the horizon. Thus, they prepared to spend the night camped on this relatively safe and alien landscape, exhausted but exhilarated at the prospect of the revelations that might be, well, revealed by the dawn's early light. And now I'm going to quote from Peter's diary. "A great fatigue suddenly sapped my strength," wrote Peter, "and as I watched Itchy hack away at the heavy tendrils to create a trench into which he could burrow for the night, I myself noted a kind of natural depression sufficient for me to lay me down, and so I flopped in, my face exposed to a darkening sky, already sprinkled with slyly winking Mayan god stars, and was lulled swiftly into sleep, accompanied by the distant roars of feral cats and the seductive hum of insects. My dreams were crowded with jumbled images of ceremonies, incantations, sacrifices, flashes of knives, rivers of blood, hearts and bodies and heads tumbling to the earth to lay in ghastly piles, when suddenly thunderous rains washed away the blood in scarlet torrents, and then a brightening hot light exploded on the land. I watched in horror in my dream as crops shriveled before my sightless eyes, and fields of wheat and ears of golden corn erupted in flames, transforming the neat cultivated fields into a scorched terrain from hell. But as these horrific images faded, I sensed an enticing warmth subsume my body, and fancied that a cool, soothing shadow was cast over me, and through half-opened eyelids, I thought I saw the silhouette of a naked, dark-hued woman wearing the headdress of a jaguar bending over me, caressing me with soft, smooth hands that made me shiver from the soles of my feet to the crown of my head with expectations of carnal delights, wonderful, orgasmic. And then, Peter continues, I awoke with a shuddering start to discover that I was instead covered with a living, seething frenzy of tiny red ants crawling over my entire body in angry agitation. I stumbled to my feet, shrieking in terror like a helpless infant, ripping off my insect-infested clothes and slapping and beating at my body. Itchy was startled awake by my unnatural exclamations and rushed to my aid, but he abruptly stopped, backing away in astonishment. Compadre, he gasped, hay una pantera en su parte posterior. A panther? Behind me? Peter cried, twisting in terror. Donde?
No, es una pantera viva, mi amigo. And she continued, es sola la impresión de una.
Well, Peter had studied Latino pronunciation at Yale, so he grasped what his guide was telling him, but it was still incomprehensible. An impression of a panther, he said. What did that mean? Well, Bergman looked down at the spot where he had chosen to rest, and there, before his incredulous eyes, was an image of a panther, crudely engraved in the stone. It had impressed itself upon his skin through his sweat-drenched shirt as he slept, and was visible still. Gracias, Ichi, he managed, still vigorously massaging his back. I think we have found it. But Ichipotle did not understand, so he continued, El calendario perdido, Ichi. El calendario grande de las Mayas. Let's get to work. And they did.
Stay tuned. A little later in the show, we're going to have the exciting conclusion of Peter Bergman and the Mayan Calendar of Doom, read by Phil Proctor.
Gracias.
De nada. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
Here's something supernatural from Olivia Newton-John. Magic.
You should know.
Yeah.
have to go far to find yourself in a new land. Even your own mind can take you to uncharted territory. Here's Paul Mark and the Van Dorens with Can't Remember Nothing.
Your knowing eyes say we loved long ago. We must have been an item, but I really don't know. See, I can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day. You whisper low, let's relight the flame. I'd love to reminisce, but I can't recall your name. See, I can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day. The streets we walked, the tales you tell, it sounds so lovely, but it just don't ring a bell. Through the years my heart was always true, I just can't recall to what or who. Memories are funny, blame the years, blame the wine. Tell me, whose heart got broken? Was it yours or was it mine? I just can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day. For me it's a blind date. I just can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser. Oh, remind me to take my meds in the morning. I just can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day.
And now, the exciting conclusion of Peter Bergman and the Mayan Calendar of Doom, read by Phil Proctor.
For the next several days, under the blazing eye of the relentless sun god, they hacked away with machetes at a tangle of jungle vines, until at long last they were able to reveal the magnitude of their discovery. There, under Peter's famously flat feet, was the fabled calendar of Mayan lore, predicting the end of the world, laid bare for all to see. And now it was up to Peter to document and interpret it. He writes, "Once we had fully uncovered the massive carved calendar, it was obvious that the inscribed glyphs were chiseled into the limestone in a spiraling pattern leading to the center of the object, where, much to my surprise, I discovered a small black hole. In fact, some had predicted that the calendar foretold the world's destruction by ingestion into a black hole, and the thought did cross my mind, so I stepped gingerly back. But then curiosity overcame my fears, and I cajoled Itchy into interpreting the symbols surrounding that depression. So he carefully translated each glyph and then announced, 'Vuelque la piedra para la cara dos.' Vuelque la piedra para la cara dos." Well, after thumbing through his dog-eared Spanish to Bergman dictionary, and then translating from dog to English, the message was confirmed. It said, turn the stone over for side two. That massive circular calendar, which ends on December 21st, 2012, was, in fact, the first long-playing record, or LP as it was called, which later became the accepted method of in-home entertainment long before the creation of the CD. And the primitive phonograph needle used at that time was embodied by a Mayan priest singing each glyph aloud as he walked in an ever-decreasing spiral towards the center of the stone, leading us up to the dreadful date of 12-21-12, where everything ends in that ominous black hole. And what then, we must ask, is inscribed on the underside of the stone? Because whatever it portends about the future of mankind will certainly be lost unless future archaeologists raise funds to tunnel underneath and expose the subterranean inscriptions. Peter was obviously very frustrated at this point, so he decided to take as many pictures as he could of the exposed face, some of which have survived to verify his discovery. But there is one picture in particular which drew my attention. It is a single shot of the dark hole in the center of the great wheel, where I believed I could decipher a few more glyphs faintly visible in the darkness of the depression. So I enhanced the picture and took the results to Professor Yaki Brujo at the University of Castañeda in Chico. And here is his translation from the ancient Toltec. These inscriptions, he began, scratches actually, or what we might call graffiti today, actually say in modern English, and here I took a deep breath, waiting for his next words, which were, the best is yet to come.
That's beautiful.
Let's hope it's true.
As
we stumble into the next presidential election, let us hope it's true.
Well, Peter, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on the show.
You called me Peter because he's sitting behind me. Do you see him?
I can. I can.
Laughing.
He's bald.
And crying. Yes, he's bald. He's still bald. Unfortunately, on the other side, I guess you don't get a new head of hair. He looks as he was when he left, but healthier.
But healthier. Yes, yes. Phil, I want to thank you so much for being my guest
on
the show.
A great pleasure to be on your Foxy show.
Well, and what a wonderful piece. You wrote this piece. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much. I've submitted it to several magazines. I'm hoping somebody will publish it at some point before the end of the world. Because I'd like to get it out to more people.
Oh, yeah.
But it is indeed a tribute to Peter, and I'm sure he really has enjoyed listening to it. On the other side.
Stay tuned. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play fresh new music and artist interviews. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is heard at midnight Friday in Los Angeles at 1580 AM and at 6 p.m. local every Saturday on the KHZTV.com network and always playing at CFoxRocks.com. For videos, after-hours interviews, and features we can't play on the air, check out Carolyn's blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at CFoxRocks.com.
Hello?
Let's launch into outer space with The Dream, featuring Kanye West, Walking on the Moon.
Is anybody up here? Welcome. 2085, 2085 it is. Just be up here, I guess. Oh, oh.
The magic of the moment snuck up on me and caught me by surprise. I'm lonely, but I own it. There's something in your eyes. And I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a drink. And I know it's not the dream. But whatever it might be, whatever it might be, just keep holding on me. Cause I'll pull down the cloud for you. I'll circle the stars and bring you one back. I'll walk through the sun for you. Cause there's something you do. Ooh, that got me walking on the moon. There's something you do. Ooh, that got me walking on the moon. And I know that's true. Baby, you got me walking on the moon.
Don't keep me waiting. Patient, hit my runway and let's take off and fly. Now I'm where I wanna be. Come co-pilot with me and let's burn up the sky. Oh, and I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a drink.
I know it's not the dream.
But whatever it might be, whatever it might be, just keep holding on me.
I can't contain it. No, 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 I can't restrain it. It's a lot of stars in here, ain't it? But you shine so much they don't seem famous. Where you come from on this lonely night? I swear God must have made lightning strike and I bottled it up. You hit the red carpet and modeled it up. We hopped in the Rari and throttled it up. Now everybody clapping, they bravoed it up. All just because it's more than a buzz, more than a drink. But I took a few sips and let it do what it does. Now I'm drunk texting like it's all about you. Like I can't spend another minute without you. You know that drink lets you say things you ain't allowed to. Things that you feel but you're way too proud to say out loud. Going to get this clown you. Put your black baby down, people is around you. I put my Mac baby down, I ain't tryna hound you. Just tryna take you where the stars gon' surround you. And maybe ice down you. And maybe white gown you. And maybe we should talk about all this after I found you. You know I'm just playing with you. I know a lot of people mad cause they ain't with you. Wait, is it because we on the moon? Tell them say that, hey, we'll be home soon.
There's something you do.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can see me and check out my blog at CarolynFoxRocks.com. When she isn't going where no man has ever gone before, Michelle Nichols, otherwise known as Lieutenant Uhuru on Star Trek, is a recording artist. Here she is singing a tune by Floyd Huddleston. Know what I mean? You know what she means.
I've got honey muffins anytime that you want some. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? And there's a lot of little jelly rolls where this comes from. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? I've got tasty, hasty pudding, but it just don't last. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? and my little tapioca's going mighty fast. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Baby, wait until you sample my souffle. Got a feeling you will pip for my frappe. But if you are not too partial to parfait, then you can have my share of éclair. You can take my tutti frutti way and I won't budge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? But I ain't about to part with all my homemade fudge. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Now I'm cooking from the recipes that I have learned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? So don't you fool around my oven or you're sure to get burned. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Wrap me up in black diamond mink coats, purring jaguar cars. You know what I mean?
Follow us on Facebook at Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Encountering a witch doctor certainly counts as a little out of this world. But when you have singing chipmunks, that's a whole other story indeed. There's Alvin and the Chipmunks with Witch Doctor.
All right, let's try it. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that
ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, ting, walla, walla, bing, bang.
Very good, boys. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that
ooh, ooh,
this is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, thanking you for joining us on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and inviting you to join us next week, where we'll have a whole new show. Stop on by our website at cfoxrocks.com, that's the initial C, foxrocks.com, and go to the Contact Us page to leave us a message. We want to hear from you. We're going to play you out tonight with a tune from the first Moog album. Let's get a little spacey with the Topless Dancers of Corfu.